Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Galair, August Falcha, Gigi Capital Irish. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis, and I'll be with you for the next half hour or so with news and music from Ireland, as well as news and events here in New Zealand with an Irish flavour, no blas éireannach. We broadcast on Wellington Access Radio every Sunday at noon, and you can also catch up later by visiting accessradio.org.nz, where the lovely people at Wellington Access Radio have embedded links to some previous shows. You can also find those previous shows on the Podbean website, where our podcasts are now being hosted. To do this, just go to www.podcast.capitalirish.nz. Now, as usual for my shows, I did a little bit of light internet stalking of some of the organisations here in New Zealand with Irish connections, starting with the Embassy of Ireland in New Zealand. I noticed that on their social media accounts, they've been doing a sort of virtual tour of Ireland, county by county, highlighting some of Ireland's best known people and places. And I was delighted to see that the most recent post in this series on the evening that I started to do some work on getting my show together was about Gronuail from County Mayo. So that was nice timing for me. I didn't see any upcoming events on their social media pages, but I did see that they are running a competition at the moment whereby if you sign up for their newsletter, you'll be entered into a draw for some goodies. And that includes some Barry's Tea, Lion's Tea, Bewley's Hot Chocolate, and one that I wasn't even aware existed, Barry's Tea Gin. Anyway, if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll hear firsthand about Irish news and events here in New Zealand, and you might win some goodies. So I think that is a win on both counts, I would think it's fair to say. Next on my social media stalking list was the Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA. Now, they have been running a social media campaign too, and it's a sort of a meet the committee campaign these last couple of weeks. And on that, there are a few familiar faces, or I suppose I should say, in the context of our radio show and podcast, that should be familiar voices, including newly elected club president and previous guest here on Capital Irish, Davy Rinn from County Clare. They have also posted a really cool video that was from last month to commemorate 130 years of Gaelic games in Wellington Hutt Valley. And that's definitely worth checking out too. Now, in terms of events being run or sponsored by the Wellington Hutt Valley GAA, by the time the show goes to air, you'll have missed race night at the Hutt Valley Irish Society. Because that's on Saturday, the 24th of July. So I hope that all goes or has gone well. And the next event on their calendar is a golf fundraiser, which will be happening on Saturday, the 11th of September. And you can direct inquiries on the golf fundraiser to Ronan O'Malley by sending an email to events@wellingtongaa.com. So that's events@wellingtongaa.com. The Hutt Valley Irish Society were next on my stalking list. And if you're listening on Sunday the 25th, there might still be time to gather up a plate to share, to bring along with you to the last Sunday of the month potluck dinner, which starts at 6:30. Otherwise, you can hold off until the potluck comes round again at the end of August. So that gives you plenty of time to prepare a tasty dish to share. Also coming up in August at the Hutt Valley Irish Society is the open mic night on Friday the 6th of August. There's book club there on Thursday the 12th and film club on Thursday the 26th. So lots to keep you entertained on these pretty miserable, it has to be said, winter nights that we've been having in Wellington this past wee while. Now, that is about all I could find on the events radar, aka Marion stalking Irish community groups on social media. So that means it must be time for some music. So for the show this week, I've decided to take a look at the recent Irish charts. And we're going to kick off with a single from the top 50. I think it's sitting at number 12 this past week. And this is from Anne-Marie and Niall Horan with Our Song.
I'll be honest, I'm alright with me. Sunday mornings in my own bed sheets. I'll be waking up alone. I hadn't thought of her for days. I'll be honest, it's better off this way. But every time I think that I can get you out my head, you never ever let me forget. Cause when I think you're gone, hear a song on the radio.
Was Anne-Marie and Niall Horan there. Anne-Marie is an English singer and her full name is Anne-Marie Nicholson. She is also a black belt in karate as well as an accomplished singer. Niall Horan was a member of One Direction of X Factor fame and hails from Mullingar in County Westmeath. The video for that single is a bit of fun as it depicts the pair as jewel thieves making their escape in a very cool car, it has to be said, although it didn't look like Anne-Marie got her karate skills out as part of that jewel heist. She was, I think, in a more glamorous frame of mind in the video. If you catch that on YouTube, it's a bit of fun. So this week, of course, all eyes, well, I mean, I suppose I can't validate that. So let's say most eyes are on Tokyo as the fate of the 2021 so-called COVID games hangs in the balance. At the time I'm recording this show, the games are still going ahead, though, of course, by the time you hear the show, things may have changed. Anywho, I thought that this week on Capital Irish, we would take a closer look at some of the Irish Olympic team as they prepare themselves mentally and physically for what surely will be a Games to Remember one way or the other. So we will kick off with athletics. And just one of the athletes there to keep an eye out for, I would say, is Nadia Power from Templeogue in Dublin. Now, she is a runner and she runs in the 800 metres, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it is the 800 metres. And yeah, she had a bronze medal at the 2019 European Under 23 Championships, which happened in Sweden. And she has a PB of 2:01 from Italy in last September, and she set the Irish indoor record twice this year, I think, so February and January, and then broke it again in February. So she is one to watch, I think, and we'll keep an eye out for her. Although, of course, being for those of us who are in New Zealand, it is quite interesting when you watch the Olympics. You don't realise like how, I don't think biased is the fair word here, but like, you know, how focused each country's coverage is on their own athletes, and rightly so, and understandably so. So I don't know if we'll get to see too much of the Irish athletes, only in the sense that they're either in very high profile events or they happen to be in events where there are New Zealand athletes as well. But we'll see how it goes. So Nadia Power there from Tempeloge in Dublin is one to watch out for in the on the track. Other athletes that I thought were worth keeping an eye out for. One is Aoife O'Rourke in boxing. As you can imagine, Ireland has a pretty strong boxing team being sent to the Olympics this year, as has often been the case in the past. Now, Aoife hails from Castlereagh in County Roscommon, and she started off in sport playing Gaelic football. And indeed, her grandfather, Dan, apparently was GAA president. She took to boxing, though, pretty quickly, and she has been winning titles since 2017. And she won silver at the European Under-22s in 2018 and made her debut at the World Seniors. She won gold in 2019 at the European Championships in Madrid and got bronze at the Strandia tournament. Apologies if I've mispronounced that, in Sofia in February 2021, and bronze at the European qualifying tournament in Paris. So she obviously already well decorated, and obviously an athlete on the rise there. So best of luck to Aoife, and we hope to see her bring home a medal in boxing, following in Katie Taylor's footsteps, I suppose. The next person that caught my eye was Nat Nguyen, who is going to be playing badminton. Now, Nat originally came from Vietnam when he was six and moved to Ireland, is from Clare Hall in Dublin. And yeah, took up badminton upon moving to Ireland, and won the European Under 17 title when he was just 15. And in that same year, won his first Irish senior title. He's got a European Junior bronze medal from 2018, and he's also made the quarterfinals of World Juniors and Youth Olympics. So in his first senior year, which was just 2 years ago in 2019, he reached quarterfinals at four international tournaments and made the last 16 of the European Games. So another person who has really been putting in all the hard yards and the training to qualify in badminton. And best of luck to Nat Nguyen in that tournament in Tokyo. Now, I think it's time for another little piece of music. Still looking at the Irish charts, and again, the singles charts for this one. We have Picture This. So Picture This are an Irish pop rock musical band based in Athy, County Kildare, and they are made up of Ryan Hennessy, Jimmy Rainsford, Owen Cardiff and Cliff Dean. They released an album just last month called Life in Colour, and in fact they have two singles from that album in the top 50 singles charts in Ireland at the moment. The one we're going to listen to is LA Party, which was sitting at number 33 this past week.
I went to a party in LA, where all of the girls were too pretty for me, and everyone talking had nothing to say. Yeah, and all of the guys were so cliche, wearing Calvin Klein and knockoff frays, posting photos online of people they hate. your vodka on ice while I disappear. I don't wanna live like all these people here, 'cause these people are weird. I don't wanna live like all these people here. Keep your vodka on ice while I disappear. I don't wanna live like all these people here, 'cause they're really weird. Play my favorite song, please, DJ. Man, I miss the Kanye from 2008, says the guy in the bomber off his face. And that's so LA. On ice while I disappear. I don't wanna live like all these people here, 'cause these people are weird. I don't wanna live like all these people here. Keep your vibe on ice while I disappear. I don't wanna live like all these people here, 'cause they're really weird. And the lines in the bathroom are insane.
That was LA House Party there by Picture This on Capital Irish Broadcasting on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM every Sunday at noon, and available to catch up at your leisure at podcast.capitalirish.nz. The video for that track is another amusing one, and I'm assuming it was filmed in COVID times, because instead of there being footage of like an actual house party, like you've seen on a million high school or US college movies, there's the band and they're sort of kind of sulking a little bit at this house party, which is populated by mannequins, like, you know, shop window type mannequins. So it's an interesting effort to get their point across about these deeply unpleasant people that they're singing about at the. So continuing with our roundup of some of the Irish athletes at this year's Olympics. Next on my list is Natalia Coyle, who has qualified for Ireland in the modern pentathlon. So if you're unfamiliar with the modern pentathlon, I'm probably not the best person to explain it to you, but it's my understanding that it, the word modern there is relative, because it's modern in the sense of like not ancient Greek, which of course is what the Olympics originally were. And it's all kind of designed around like, what are the skills and attributes of a soldier who is heading off to war at the turn of the last century. So essentially the Crimean War or something like that. And so it's shooting. There's some dressage elements in there as well, and possibly fencing. So yeah, Natalia Coyle is actually the third Olympic Games that she's going to be attending this year. She was at Rio. She was at Rio in 2016, and she finished sixth there. And she was at the London Games in 2012. And when Natalia went to the London Games in 2012, she was the first Irish pentathlete to qualify since the 1980s. So she has won an individual World Cup medal in Sofia in 2018, and in Egypt, again in Egypt, in silver, I should say, in 2019. So she has made the World Cup finals 9 times in the last 12 years. And so, yeah, I would say obviously another person who has done all the work and all the hard yards and is definitely up there in terms of the world ranking, which she's at number 13, I believe. So best of luck, Natalia, to you in the modern pentathlon. Next on my list is some rowing. So I've picked out the women's four for rowing, and that is made up of Fiona Murtagh, who is from Galway, Afric Kyo from Galway as well, from Nefurbaca, Emer Lam from Cabra, and Emily Hegarty, who is from Skibbereen. So, these four women have joined together for the... For the women's four boat for Tokyo, and three of those four, so Fiona Murtagh, Afric Kyo, and Emer Lam, were in the boat that won European bronze in 2020. So best of luck to all of them there. And in fact, rowing is probably one of those sports where we have a good chance of seeing the Irish team in action, because, of course, the New Zealand team has a very strong rowing team as well. So we'll be keeping an eye out for them. Who else have I got? Well, I have got, let's head to the swimming pool. And this is, in fact, a diver, which interests me. Diving is one of those sports that I just always think, like, how do you get good at that? Like, at what point do you find out that, you know, you could be good at leaping off a high board? So I assume you start on the lower ones, but it just seems like an incredible stretch to one day become really good at, like, going backwards, flippity flip, sideways and upside down into a swimming pool. And I suppose the fact that I'm a little bit scared of heights, or more accurately depths and falling into them, I don't think it's something that I could ever see myself being good at. So Oliver Dingley, anyway, is going to line up at the very, very edge of a diving board for Ireland in Tokyo in fact, it's the 3 meter springboard. So not the platform. His sort of hometown is Harrogate/Dublin, and his grandmother is from Spike Island in Cork. So he actually was at Rio in 2016 and finished eighth. And he was also eighth in the 2018 European Championships and seventh at the World Cup in China. So, he's heading off to Tokyo and taking a break from his studies at DIT, where he studies film and broadcasting. So good luck to Oliver there. Finally, in our Olympic roundup, I did a little digging to find an Irish connection to the New Zealand Olympic team this week, and came up with swimming coach Gary Hollywood. So Gary is a coach at the Capital Irish Swim Club here in Wellington. He hails from Ireland, and he is the coach of Lewis Clerbert, who is widely thought to be a medal contender for the 4x100 individual medley at the Games in Tokyo. Now, let's see what else we've got in terms of music. So, I switched over to the albums chart to find some more music for us to listen to. And if you haven't looked at the albums chart, and I assume it's not a thing unique to Ireland, I suppose any albums chart lately, it's just quite remarkable how many older albums are, in that top 10, top 20, top 50. And I suppose on reflection, it is something to do with music being so readily available in so many different platforms and formats, that, you know, buying or downloading an entire album as opposed to just, you know, picking a song that you like on Spotify or another music service, it may not just be a thing anymore. So maybe you don't actually have to sell all that many albums to actually make it to the top of the charts. But that's the only way that I could explain the fact that I found albums like ABBA Gold, released in 1992, Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, released in 1977, being in the top 20 of the Irish albums chart. So apologies if I've got that wrong and leapt to the wrong conclusion there, but that was the only explanation that made sense to me. So there was even a Queen Greatest Hits in there at number 11. Now, if you've read Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, you'll know that any cassette tape or CD left in a car for more than 2 weeks metamorphoses into a Best of Queen album. So perhaps that's also a phenomenon experienced by MP3s and streaming music, and may require more investigation there. So what I found, though, in the album charts was the recently released album by Dublin band Inhaler, It Won't Always Be Like This. This came straight into the album charts last week at number one. Inhaler is made up of Elijah Hewson, Robert Keaton, Josh Jenkinson and Ryan McMahon. And they all come from Dublin and formed their band in St. Andrew's College in Blackrock in Dublin in 2012. Now, it is worth noting that Elijah Hewson comes from quality rock stock, it's fair to say, his dad being Paul Hewson, a.k.a. Bono. So we'll take a listen now, and we'll probably, in fact, go out on this because we're getting close to time. So if you like what you hear here on Capital Irish, please follow us on Facebook and like and share our posts as we create and upload our podcasts. Thank you for tuning in. And we will finish up with the title track from Inhaler, It Won't Always Be Like This. Listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.